And here we are back Tuesday, May the 14th, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour, almost halfway through the month of May. Hard to believe, and yesterday was 2 weeks from Memorial Day. People who are operating pools and getting ready for garage sales and graduation parties and weddings that happened on Memorial Day weekend cannot be very pleased that Memorial Day is 13 days away and the weather has been what it has been.
And my birthday coming up too in about 2.5 weeks.
Well, have you ever seen a more bleak Mother's Day? Cold, dark. People were not outside grilling with mom. People were not out on their patios. People weren't buying mom flowers.
It wasn't Mother Nature's Day, was it?
No, and usually, you know, on Easter, yeah, Easter you can have bad weather. It's been a long time since we had a Mother's Day that cold and that bleak.
You're such a ray of sunshine, Scott.
Well, I don't understand what this weather is. I mean, it's fine to say, well, it may snow in April and so on and so forth. But here we are midway through May today, and the temperature is not warm. We've got more rain coming Friday for another 4-day stint. I just don't understand it.
Well, we have our weatherman, Zach F., maybe with an update for us through my live Facebook video, or maybe in his daily weather reports that he does so delightfully for this radio station.
Well, I do want to let people know that Adam will be taking over at 1:30 today, doing this program solo, and then doing his show 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. I believe Linda has an author on today. And then the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting day of live programming here on WWGH Radio, and hopefully you learn something along the way.
I mean, Minnesota had snow. Maine may get some snow later this week.
I can believe
it. So, must be that climate change, and maybe we don't have global. Maybe we have global cooling and not global warming.
Well, I'm not sure. I thought the doctor who came on earlier on this year and talked about global warming, but she didn't like calling it global warming.
Right, Virginia.
Yeah. What was
the PhC you called by her first name?
Yeah, but
remember
what was
that
her
conversation?
Yeah, but
climate change.
Well, yeah, but she liked the term. I remember
climate change. I guess I.
It might have been, but it
because it isn't just warming. It does include extremes, and it includes more severe hurricanes, more quantity of hurricanes, just some differences in the more stable weather that we may have had a generation ago. And that includes, it's not unusual for a northern state like Maine or Minnesota to get snow in May, but not quite this much and not quite this late.
So is it a nor'easter that we're in?
Yeah, well, not quite sure, but I'm sure Donald Trump has an answer for it.
Maybe.
Because he does know everything, doesn't he?
Well, so some people got to know. Some people have to know the answers. Now, coming up next hour, remind people what's going to be on the Adam show, Adam the Computer Guy.
Hopefully people will call with questions about the computer in their pocket, their car, their home, their office, or maybe thoughts about a possible breakup of Facebook. Maybe top websites, maybe you think your computer has an infection. You can call with questions, comments, concerns, complaints. You can also call with music or TV trivia questions, preferably from the period 1973 to 1987. I don't have any prizes, but I'll at least do a little virtual thank you for you. We can remember the two wonderful celebrities that have passed this week, Tim Conway, fixture on the Carol Burnett shows, and of course, Doris Day.
Both Ohioans.
Yes. Well, Ohio brings some of the greatest people, including the interviewer to the stars sitting right across from me.
Well, you know, Tim Conway was a very funny guy, but what's happened to him over the last few years has been so sad. I think he had dementia. His wife was fighting with his kids over who would have conservatorship of him. It's been a bad few years for him.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate when sometimes the end of a celebrity's life ends up that way. We think of him as being so smart, so funny, so quick-witted. It is very sad.
Apparently, Doris Day just got sick recently. Got pneumonia, and that was that.
Yeah, and she was 97 years old. Sometimes these deaths come in threes, so I'm kind of concerned what else might happen.
Well, we got Jim Fowler. There's your three.
Yeah, and he has connections to the station.
So Jim Fowler, Doris Day, and Tim Conway.
That nice autograph you got for me in New York hanging proudly in my office. So, yeah, very sad.
He was a very nice man. I liked him.
I only heard good things about the guy. In his interviews, he was always gracious.
I remember when he came on after the Disney World incident. Where was it? The crocodile ate the child?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
You know, you never heard much about that after that story died down about a week later. I think the family got a lot of dough, and that was the end of that.
Yeah. Good guy, for sure. And sometimes tragic events lead to forming an opinion, good or bad, about somebody or something. So,
but these people, you know, they were up in age. Jim Fowler was 89. Doris Day was 97. Tim Conway was 85. So, you know, that's...
Yeah, Fowler seemed younger, didn't he? I mean, when you saw him in New York City, did he...
It was nice.
He seemed like he was in his 80s?
No, he was energetic.
Yeah.
Fun. There's a picture somewhere of that.
I mean, if Bill Macy's pushing 100, he sounds the same as he does on Maude.
Well,
exactly the same. There's no difference in just his demeanor, his pep.
Although the other day I did see a picture of Betty White, and she's looking a little
she's gotten
frail.
Shorter. She's gotten shorter for some reason. I don't, you know.
Well, I think age does that, but she just seems... I mean, but she is 97.
I hope she's okay. I mean, there's a legend there. Just amazing the depth of characters that she played. And, again, don't let Rose Nyland fool you. She's a very, very smart lady. Very good on game shows. Very quick-witted.
Here's a trivia question. Now, what's your area of expertise when it comes to trivia?
73 to 87, but again, depending upon exactly the topic, but that's kind of my general my general range where I claim to be almost a walking Encyclopedia Britannica, if you remember the Encyclopedia Britannica, Scott.
Well, I will give you a Betty White question from that
I should know.
All right, here we go. What four sitcoms during that time frame was she a regular cast member of?
Mary Tyler Moore, The Golden Girls. Golden Palace, I believe, started after 87.
Right, so not Golden Palace.
Right, I'm not counting that. Mama's Family and assortment of Carol Burnett shows. Carol Burnett and Friends, is that what you're looking for?
No.
Or
Mama's Family's right.
Right, but wasn't a Carol Burnett, because Carol Burnett had many different shows. Give me a minute to think, because I should know. I mean, I gave you the three that you're looking for.
But they're four. We've got Mama's Family. We've got the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
It was a sitcom, right? 30-minute sitcom.
Yep. We've got the Golden Girls, and there's one more from that period, 75 to 87.
I should know this, and once you tell me, I'm going to kill myself because I didn't know it. Talk for a second, Scott, again. There's no Google. I'll figure it out. Give me a minute to think it over. But you're saying it was not a Carol, because she was on as part of Mama's Family on Carol Burnett and Friends.
No, so she was a regular cast member.
Right, right. But she was on as
not a guest star.
And Fran was Rue McClanahan.
Right. No, this is a
right
regular cast member.
Right, and she wasn't really a regular on Mary Tyler Moore either. I mean, she was never credited as a regular character. But I know what you're saying. I'll go along because the Carol Burnett shows were more like variety shows or skits.
Well, if you look at Mary Tyler Moore, though, the only person who was a regular cast member was Mary Tyler Moore.
No, Murray and Lou.
Well, yeah, but they all came at the end, just like when Betty White came.
Right, but she was on every show. I mean, Lou was on pretty much. I don't think he missed any shows. Murray might have missed a show or two.
I think Betty was on every show the last 2 years.
I don't think so. It's possible.
Check that one out.
She did increase her role because she was kind of after Lou, and Lou got divorced.
Well, it was because Valerie Harper and Cloris Leachman left. So that's
right, but also, again, she was kind of wanting to get friendly with Lou, and Lou got a divorce, so that was part of it, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's why they brought her in, because they brought her in Georgia Engel in, because Valerie Harper and Phyllis had left Cloris Leachman. So they were in as many episodes as Valerie Harper and Cloris Leachman were in at the beginning.
That would be an interesting thing to research, yeah. It's like one of those Casey Kasem questions. Can you research
Well, you can't win Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series if you're not a regular.
Yeah.
And she did.
Oh, yeah. And
twice.
It's also her name, too, because even if you don't see her every day, she has that impact on the show.
But there's another show we're missing.
Was it a well-known sitcom or something obscure that had two episodes? Can you just tell me that at least?
It had more than two episodes.
It wasn't. I know it wasn't as big as Mary Tyler Moore, but I would know what it was, right?
It was on network television.
Okay, just talk for a second, Scott. I'll figure it out. Okay. I will figure this out.
Well, I was going to
no
give
Google,
you
a... no Wiki. Give me a hint, not a good hint, just a small hint.
Well, I say it was on. It was not a syndicated show. It was on network
television. Give me a hint. That's fine. Give me a co-star or something. Give me something that wouldn't give it away, but at least help me get the answer.
Well, I think the co-star would give it away.
Okay, give me another hint.
It was on in prime time. Oh gosh, I don't know. It's so on the mark. Because she did do a lot of syndicated shows, like game shows and things. It's not that.
No.
It's a sitcom.
And again, I won't count the Carol Burnett shows because they were more variety shows. And no, I'll count Mary Tyler Moore because she was on enough and she was a well-known character.
She was in every episode of this show.
Okay, just give me, can you get any hint at all that won't give it away?
I thought that was a good hint. She was in every episode.
Well, that's not a hint.
What's a hint? Give me, what do you
A co-star, like? But would that give it away?
Yeah, the co-star would give it away.
Where did it take place? I mean, was it like a take place in TV in a TV studio like Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
What the city did it take place in? What city? Maybe that'll help me.
You know the city? I don't know the city. I mean, well, yeah, I do. At Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
That's where it took place in the series.
Yeah, I'm sure I know it. As big of a Betty White fan as I am, for goodness sakes. Any more clues?
Well, I gave you the city.
Can you give me, like, the first name of the co-star? Would that be too much?
G.
Is that an initial, or?
That's the first letter.
Male or female?
Female. Does anybody out there know what show Adam's leaving out here of the four that Betty White...
She wasn't in another show with Georgia Engel, so...
With
Gina? Gina Rowlands? She wasn't in a show with Gina Rowlands.
Does anybody know?
Gloria?
We got Mary Tyler Moore. That wasn't Gloria. We've got Mary Tyler Moore. We've got the Golden Girls. We've got Mama's Family. But there was one more primetime sitcom.
Oh, I'll get this, Scott. You can see me. You know how I am.
Well,
you're
twisting right now.
You know how obsessed I am with this stuff.
Does anybody know the other sitcom that Betty White was a part
Gilda
of?
Gilda Radner.
No. Between 75 and 1987. 740-383-9944. I know. Isn't it bad? You kick yourself when you hear it.
Yeah, no Google. I mean, I could find it in Google like that. No Google. My phone's being used for this video. And thank you, William, for watching, by the way. We'll talk, Scott. I'll get it.
Okay.
As big of a Betty White fan as I am, I will find it. I will figure it out.
Sounds good. I was trying to think of another one that had to do with one of these people.
Ask me another question, then maybe that'll help with the Betty White.
Help jog you along. Okay, let's see here. Oh, maybe this is the answer.
But no Wikipedia, people. I want this off somebody's. I want this off somebody's brain.
On Wikipedia.
Go ahead, caller.
Was she in Life with Elizabeth?
No, that was actually before Mary Tyler Moore.
I've never even heard of that show.
Yep. No, she was. Oh. That was her sitcom before, but that was on in the 50s.
What ones did you guess?
Oh, go ahead.
Mary Tyler Moore, The Golden Girls, and...
Mama's Family.
Right.
But yeah, there's
Mama's
one
Family.
More in that period from 75 to 87.
75 to 87. Okay, I'll call back here if I can figure it out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. She was in Life with Elizabeth. That's another one of her sitcoms. But that would have been...
It's not a trick question. No. Now, she may have been on Rhoda for the wedding, but I don't think that's what that... You're not looking for that.
No.
That's not what you're looking for.
No,
not Rhoda.
You're
looking for as a regular cast member.
Right. Okay.
Give me another question, Scott.
So I'm going to do. I'm going to give you one because I'm
only... Even 3 out of 4 is pretty good. I mean, come on.
It's not bad, but this is it. This is probably the answer that we're all waiting to hear.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Mama's Family?
Oh, we got Mama's Family in there. We got Mama's Family, Golden Girls, Mary Tyler Moore, but there's one more.
There's one more. Okay. One more.
Ellen, that was her name.
Thank you.
Ellen. And Fran was Rue McClanahan. Yeah, Ellen.
All right, here's one for you. Rue McClanahan, since we're on Golden Girls trivia, I'll give you all three. Let's go with the easy one. Bea Arthur during that same time period.
Amanda's. That's the weird one that you're looking for. I know she was at a hotel, right?
Yeah, but
show was on like about 2 months.
What were her three sitcoms?
Well, Amanda's wasn't a sitcom. It was a drama or a comedy drama.
No, it was a comedy.
I think it was more of a comedy drama.
It was
like 8 is Enough, like a comedy drama.
Well, no, do you know what it was based on?
It was a hotel. She was like at a hotel.
A
hotel.
It was based on something.
I don't remember that.
This is why it's a comedy.
But you're looking for Maude and the Golden Girls.
But it wasn't called Amanda's.
It was Amanda's. That was the name of the
Amanda's
show.
By the Sea.
Well, close enough.
But anyway, the Amanda's was based on Fawlty Towers. That's why it was a comedy.
Right, that I wouldn't know, but I know it was.
She was doing.
She was at a hotel.
She was doing the John Cleese role.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
So okay,
yeah.
So you got her three: Maud, Amanda's, and Golden.
Anybody
Girls.
Who doesn't know Maud doesn't listen to this radio station.
Right. Okay. So let's. Well, here you go. Let's give you during that time period. Rue McClanahan had four sitcoms that were on in prime time. What were they?
Well, the Golden Girls and Mama's Family.
Right.
Golden Palace. We're not, that doesn't count.
That's out. That's out of
their
realm.
Because they were all guest stars anyway.
Right.
Does All in the Family count? She was on a few times.
Not All in the Family.
Maud.
You got three.
Remember, she was on as the Swingers. Remember
she
that?
Was. She but was. No, a she was a regular on this show.
And we're not counting the Carol Burnett shows either.
Nope.
So
you got three. You got Golden Girls. You've got Mama's Family. You've got Maud. But what other series in that time period was Rue McClanahan on as a regular?
It was a 30 minute sitcom. Right?
Prime time, 30 minute, just like Betty White's.
And not guest stars like All in the Family.
Nope, not a guest star.
We'll come back to that one. I'll get.
Well, now we got two in the mud here, and I've only got 4 minutes left with you. Does anybody know? You got 4 minutes here. What Betty White sitcom are we leaving out? There were four between 75 and 87. We've got Mary Tyler Moore. We've got the Golden Girls. And we've got Mama's Family. What was the fourth one? And Rue McClanahan. We've got three of the four. We've got Maud. We've got Golden Girls. We've got Mama's Family. What was the fourth?
Go ahead, caller.
Was it the Betty White Show?
The Betty White Show.
Betty White Show, yeah. They were both on, weren't they?
And Georgia Engel was on.
Yeah.
No, Betty White Show is not Rue McClanahan. But the Betty White Show was on the year after Mary Tyler Moore went off on CBS primetime Monday nights, and Georgia Engel was her co-star. She played a policewoman, kind of like Angie Dickinson, but in a comedy way, and Georgia Engel was her co-star.
It wasn't too close for comfort. That was Ted Knight.
That
was
Ted.
There were no other Mary Tyler Moore
actors. I haven't seen her in any of those
shows.
I haven't seen
yeah,
her.
Yeah, they replay that every so often, the Betty White Show.
They?
Yeah, yeah, not often, but it's I think because her and Georgia Engel were both in it.
Oh.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you forgot the Betty White Show right after Mary went off.
It wasn't those CBS shows. It wasn't One Day at a Time or any of those. Yeah. She wasn't on those
shows.
Are
you talking about Rue McClanahan now?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Now, see, are you Betty White Show?
Yeah. It's...
She had to be on every episode of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got 2 minutes here, folks. Now we're looking for Rue McClanahan.
Okay.
We've got Betty White and B. Arthur knocked out here. So we've got Rue McClanahan, we've got Maud, we've got Golden Girls, we've got Mama's Family, but there was a fourth in that time period, a prime time sitcom that Rue McClanahan was in every episode.
I'm sure it'll come to me, Scott.
I hope. Well, 2 minutes. I hope it comes to you. 740-383-9944. I'm going to have to give the answer.
Okay. Well, make a new question for me.
Okay. I'm trying to think of something here. You know, it's hard on the spot when you're trying to think of something that's, you know, not too easy. Very simple. You have brought up Golden Palace a lot. Now, I know this is out of your realm, but...
Yeah, it was a dumb show. I never even watched it. It didn't last very long, thank goodness.
1 year.
Yeah, well, it's about all it deserved. It wasn't a very good show, though, Scott. It lost the charm of the original show.
But here's the question... We'll go with, well, maybe this is the Rue McClanahan answer. We'll hope. Somebody's going to beat you to it. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, what shows do you need for this last one you just asked for?
The Rue McClanahan, there were four primetime series that she was in as a regular cast member from 75 to 1987. One was Golden Girls, two was Maud, three was Mama's Family, but there was another one.
Was it the Palace or something, the Golden Palace or the Palace?
That came later.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're about to switch chairs here. You got 30 seconds.
I'm sure it'll come to me, Scott.
Okay.
Pick a different question. I know you have lots of them.
Well, I forget what I was going to ask you there about. I didn't watch the show, so I don't know if I can...
It was a dumb show. It lost the charm of the show.
Well, I'm not saying all these shows were great. I'm just saying they were on the air.
But Archie Bunker's Place was okay, at least in the beginning. Sometimes they do these adjustments and spinoffs, and they work.
Sometimes.
Often they don't, though. We talked about checking in with, despite the great acting of Marla Gibbs, that didn't last. So I was just thinking about the name Marla, Scott. I forgot to mention this. The wife of one of your favorite guests, Marlo Thomas. That's kind of like Marla. So Marlo.
Well, that's what Marla
that's
said.
That's kind of like Marla.
What's what she said? She said Marlo has the money and Marlo's
looking
for the money.
You should have asked Mr. Donahue, as you call him, or don't call him, about the name Marlo or Marlo.
Close.
Yeah.
We're close.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've come to the end here. Now, do you want me to tell you the Rue McClanahan series that you did not get?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little more. I mean, the Betty White show is a little more obscure, plus kind of obvious
because
it was called the Betty. Well, it was called the Betty White show, wasn't it? Wasn't a groundbreaking show like Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, you don't want to ask a trivia question that's simple, like who was Mr. Belvedere?
Well, Amanda's, that was kind of obscure.
See, you knew that obscure one that only ran for a
year. Amanda's my sister's name, so anything with Amanda I kind of
so
remember.
Why did you know B. Arthur's obscure series, but you don't know...
Amanda's my sister's name, and anything with Amanda I make a mental note of, because it's not a very common name.
Okay.
Like Boston's number one song, Amanda, it kind of sticks, even though it's not one of their best songs, it kind of sticks out.
Rue McClanahan had four series. One was Maude, two was Golden Girls, three was Mama's Family, and the fourth one was a show that ran on ABC right after Maude went on the off the air, and it was a show she did with Dabney Coleman was her co-star.
Oh, yeah, he was like a newspaper editor.
Yep.
Was that it?
Kinda. They were a family, and the show was called Apple Pie.
Yep. I wouldn't have remembered that, but I remember Dabney Coleman because he was in 9 to 5, right?
And Rue McClanahan was in that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered that, Scott, but it rings a bell now, but it was an obscure show because he's a really good actor.
Well, you would think that show would hit, Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, look at the acting in that show.
But yet, it was a failure. Just like the Betty White
her
show.
Her character on Maude wasn't really that good.
Well, just like the Betty White show,
it's the supporting cast and the writing, and again, that was the problem with checking in.
But you only have 20 minutes out now.
Yeah,
I stayed a little longer than I thought. Okay, Adam's taking over for the rest of the afternoon. Then you got Linda Sims 4:10 to 5, and don't forget about the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker 5:10 to 6 today. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. No, Adam will be right back. I'll be gone. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. This show is called Now Without Scott Spears, because Scott Spears, he has gone to a very important appointment. Remember on Mr. Rogers, they used to sing, I'm late for a very important date. Well, Scott isn't late because he has left the building, and you are subject to my dulcet tones until approximately 3 p.m. here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about between now and 3 p.m. Scott and I were kind of teasing each other about TV show trivia earlier, trying to figure out shows that starred Rue McClanahan and Betty White, paying a bit of a tribute to some celebrities we recently lost, Jim Fowler, Tim Conway, Doris Day. Some people called in with some answers and learned a little bit about pop culture, as we like to do here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. I am on live video, as I try to do while I'm performing this program, on Facebook, on my Facebook name, Adam Lepp, or Adam the Computer Guy. So if you're a friend of mine, I invite you to pull up the live video and watch me do the show. I guess I look okay. Not great, but I've looked worse. It's okay. I'm on radio. No one really has to look at me anyway. If you're not already a friend of mine, feel free to add me. I'm a pretty friendly guy. Look up Adam Lepp in Ohio, or, of course, Adam the Computer Guy. Taking your telephone calls here, we can talk about computers, technology, the possible breakup of the Facebook empire that Scott and I talked about last hour. Maybe there's a problem or a question with your computer at your home, office, in your pocket, in your car. Be more than happy to answer any technical questions that you might have, or maybe you have an opinion about Windows 10 or Mac or the latest and greatest in smartphones or something to that effect. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you have to say. As on this program, we invite all opinions, all comments, and of course, all questions. Also, current events, any of the 172 different Democratic presidential candidates you'd like to delineate what's going on there, or maybe offer a opinion about your favorite or least favorite candidate, I would love to hear from you. Or again, pick a topic if you'd like to stump me or attempt to stump me on a music or TV trivia question from the approximate period of 1973 to 1987. I invite you to do that. I won't be able to give away any prizes, but at least we can have some fun. Current time here at the station, coming up to 1:44, 16 minutes before 2 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we call this The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Want to let you know that there is a free produce market on the second Saturday of every month between noon and 2 p.m. at the Logos Christian Ministry, 582 Lee Street in Marion. Free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. You must be income eligible. Kevin G., thank you very much for watching my live video. Hopefully it's not too scary and you are deriving some entertainment value therefrom. Here at The Talking Place, we have all kinds of great programming just for you every single day. We will be having the third installment of the Weasel Boy program, also known as the Weasel Show, between approximately 7:15 and 10 a.m. this Saturday. If you missed the first two programs, you definitely missed out on some outstanding radio. Of course, you can go to our website at WWGH1071.com and listen to those shows on demand if you so desire. But I would encourage you to listen to the show live that's coming up this Saturday. Rumor has it that Chad the Weasel Boy himself will be donning a dog collar and trying out multiple brands of dog food. And that certainly should be interesting. He will have a live video like what I'm doing, so you can actually watch him dine in the dog delicacies right here on the air. And that looks kind of fun. Don't want to miss that. Make some extra coffee. Set the alarm clock. this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning here on The Talking Place between approximately 7:15 a.m. and 10 a.m. It is the new and exciting, groundbreaking Weasel Boy program. Again, Adam Lepp here on a show that we call Now Without Scott Spears, because I am substituting for Scott, the interviewer to the stars, and we can talk about anything and everything, technology, news, politics, or trivia from the 70s and 80s, TV shows or music would definitely be my cup of tea. So don't be shy. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. While most of the candidates for Denmark's general election are making good use of the internet, a lot like they do here in the great United States, posting their promises on websites and social media, one candidate has gone a step further. Joachim B. Olsen, an Olympic shot put silver medalist who has been a member of the Folketing for the Center-Right Liberal Alliance since 2011, placed an ad bearing the party logo and encouraging people to vote for him on one of the world's top adult websites, Pornhub. That certainly would be an unusual, interesting, and quite possibly effective way to run a campaign. On his official Facebook profile, Olsen confirmed that he was responsible for the ad. "Yes, it's me on Pornhub," he told Denmark's newspaper on Sunday, that, quote, "election campaigns are serious, but there must also be some humor." The elections will be on June 5th. They're being held on schedule at the end of the parliament's four-year term. So that would certainly be an unusual way to run a campaign, but, you know, a lot of people use Pornhub, and maybe advertising on that site isn't a bad idea. Maybe we should try that here in the United States. Let me know what you think. What would be an appropriate place to advertise and promote your campaign for a government position? Which website? Should you stick to CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or AOL? Or is using something like Pornhub not only not a bad idea from an ethical standpoint, but a good idea from an economic and usefulness perspective? Taking your phone calls about anything and everything here on a program we call Now Without Scott Spears on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Of course, how can we possibly go through a program on this station without talking about our beloved president, Donald J. Trump, and his lovely wife, Melania? Well, on Sunday, President Donald Trump complained about two stolen years in office, spelled S-T-O-L-L-E-N, and Twitter users had a field day. Trump initially retweeted one of his evangelical supporters who claimed the president should get two extra years in office as reparations for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Donald Trump later deleted the tweet and posted a new one without the typo. He also deleted a tweet in which he misspelled Kentucky as K-E-N-T-U-K-Y. I guess that would be Kentucky. Trump's complaint of two stolen years, spelled S-T-O-L-L-E-N, and his sharing of Mr. Falwell's tweet demanding two extra years came as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned that the president may not leave office voluntarily even if he loses the 2020 election. Nancy Pelosi told the New York Times, "We have to inoculate against that. We have to be prepared for that by ensuring he suffer a decisive defeat at the ballot box." But on Twitter, the word hashtag S-T-O-L-L-E-N with that notorious misspelling was very popular on Sunday, because Donald Trump's typo featured a type of fruit bread served in Germany at Christmas time, which is spelled S-T-O-L-L-E-N. It is similar to the fruit breads shared in other parts of Europe during the holidays. So having a little bit of fun with Donald Trump and his notorious misspellings and typographical errors. Of course, he also spelled Red Sox, R-E-D-S-O-C-K-S. So, you know, Donald Trump, I don't think he claims to be the most book-smart president in history. And many of these typos or other types of guffaws are downright amusing. So you might as well have some fun of them, fun with them, because, you know, if you can't make fun of yourself, why make fun of anything or anybody? Adam Lepp here, always one to share and spout forth amusement, sarcasm, and wisecracks about myself and almost anything or anybody else here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial in the Marion area and broadcasting online. And we take phone calls, and it's always great when somebody rings us up. Good afternoon. You are on Now Without Scott Spears.
I think you grabbed a bad microphone, Adam, because it keeps cutting out after about every two or three words. Scott was saying one of the mics was bad. And I think
I'm not sure. It's the same mic Scott was using. I really shouldn't be doing that. So you're telling me that every two or three words it cuts out?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I appreciate you telling me that. It's the same equipment that Scott was using.
Yeah. It's back on now, but it was...
Okay, well, that's fine. If it recurs, just let me know. I really appreciate your listening, okay. And we appreciate any assessment.
Okay, while I've got you on the phone, who was the comedian that Scott had on yesterday? Harry something or other?
It was a replayed show. Let me get you the exact name of the gentleman. Harry Lorraine. Yeah, it was a show from a couple weeks ago, but it was a very good guest.
Try to find one of his books, and I couldn't remember the last name.
Yeah, if you go on our, of course you can. Yeah, you can listen on our website.
Anytime. I went on the archives and I couldn't find it.
Let me be sure that I'm the webmaster, so let me sure that he's there. Did you look on when you go to the Scott Spears section? Did you go to the bottom part where it says celebrity interviews?
Oh, probably not. Probably not.
Let me be sure that I put it on there. You know, granted, okay. we have. Especially in Scott's section and my section, hundreds and hundreds of shows, and they're not organized too great, but it's kind of hard to organize them. So I've been working to improve the website, but again, there are sometimes you need to go through and find what you're looking for. Yeah, he's there.
Right.
Just look under
Harry Lorraine. That's what I wanted
to
know.
Yeah, show archives about two-thirds down. Also, be sure to catch Joan Benny if you haven't, because she was real insightful about her father and their friends George Burns and Lucille Ball and.
I heard Jack Benny's daughter's interview the other day. That was a good one.
Yeah. It really amazes me the people that Scott Spears gets on this program.
Oh, yeah. He always has.
He is quite a treasure, isn't he?
He's interviewed some great ones. From the guy that was the last man out at Rikers Island, or not Rikers Island, out west.
Yeah, the one in San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Quentin.
He interviewed him, and then the guy that was the first black Secret Service man.
Yes.
He has some really good ones.
He is definitely a treasure that we have here at the station, and I'm not sure I can fill his shoes, but I'll certainly try.
All righty.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Have a good day.
I'll keep listening, let you know if you cut out anymore.
Yeah, if it does, just give me a call, because we do value the signal quality at this station. Thank you.
All right. Will do. Bye.
Adam Lepp here on a program we call Now Without Scott Spears, talking about current events, some quirky news stories, and we always welcome technical assessments of our broadcast signal and quality of this radio station. Yes, amazing what Scott Spears manages to get on our microphones, these interesting people that you don't hear at other stations in Marion or anywhere else. And the only place to catch him is right here at WWGH, and again, broadcasting online at our website, WWGH1071.com, or you can use the TuneIn app if you have a smartphone to search for WWGH. Be sure to make it a favorite, bookmark it, and listen frequently. Your ears and your brain will certainly thank you. What else is going on in the world of quirky news? Let's go to Charleston, South Carolina. When three Georgia women found a box of Legos in a consignment shop in Charleston, South Carolina, they figured it would be a good gift, for a child back home in Statesboro. But when the kid finally opened the box, he didn't find any Legos. Just a bag with 3.2 pounds of methamphetamine worth $40,000. The county sheriff's investigator, Jim Riggs, told the Statesboro Herald that the women didn't know they were transporting drugs when they took the Lego box back home. He said they took it and gave it to a young child who opened the box and was likely very disappointed, adding that the intended recipients were probably even more upset. The Lego box was shrink-wrapped to look like it came from the factory, but may have been purposely sent to an incorrect address before it ended up on the consignment store's shelves. Drug dealers commonly ship their products to empty or abandoned addresses, hoping to have someone pick them up, according to the Statesboro Herald. But the United States Postal Service often will not deliver to these sites since no one is there, and instead has mail carriers take the packages back to the post office for safekeeping. Sometimes unclaimed packages will be sold at auction, and Mr. Riggs said the Drug Enforcement Administration agents believe this might be how methamphetamine ended up in the toy section of a consignment shop. The women turned the drugs over to the sheriff's office, which called in Drug Enforcement Administration agents to investigate how the package arrived at the consignment shop. According to a Facebook post from the county sheriff's office, no charges have been filed in the case. So the moral of the story, if you go to a consignment shop, be sure you're getting what you think you're getting. In this case, I think it ended up being good that $40,000 worth of a dangerous addictive drug was kept out of someone's hands. And hopefully the sheriff's department can investigate and stop future offenses. So sometimes there's something good coming out of this, but if you giggle a little bit like I did, not a problem, because I admit I thought it was a bit humorous, but in a more serious note, I think it did end up being something with a very good end result. Adam Lepp here, coming up to 1 minute before the 2 p.m. chime of our official radio station clock here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. A Florida man is facing charges of driving under the influence after he crashed his riding lawnmower into a police car last Saturday. The Haines City Police Department said 68-year-old Gary Wayne Anderson crashed into the vehicle while an officer was away from the car. The officer walked back to the car after hearing the crash and saw a man on a lawnmower with a trailer. The officer noticed minor damage to a rear plastic in the vehicle, and Mr. Anderson admitted hitting the cruiser but insisted there was no damage. He told the officer he was drunk. Officers said he was unable to complete the field sobriety test and said his demeanor ranged from laughing to aggressive. His blood alcohol percentage was very high, 0.241, more than 8 times the legal limit. So, jokes aside, please don't drink and use your riding lawnmower. It's not only illegal, it's dangerous to yourself or someone else. Coming up next, we have news with Scott Spears, weather with Zach, messages from our valued supporters and underwriters, and then I'm back in about 15 minutes with the Computer Guy program. Talk to you soon.